Welcome to another episode of the Bird's Eye View podcast with Jeff McLean and Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer, your Eagles beat reporters. And Zach, welcome. We are here May 9th. Draft is over. Rookie mini camp starts on Friday. OTA start on May 23rd. Training camp starts on July 27th, is that our guess?
Yeah, that week. Now, the rookies and selected veterans can report earlier, but the first full team practice was 2 weeks before that first, the day the full team arrives is 2 weeks before the first preseason game.
Okay. A little bit of a relaxing period for Eagles beat reporters, because typically not a lot happens now. I mean, we'll have the practices, which will be fun to watch, get a good first glimpse of the rookies, and
I always like watching those mini camp practices.
They're better than the training camp ones, I think. Well, they're not; they're different. Better.
It's still early on. Training camp. By the time training camp really gets going, the roster's almost sorted out by then. Not completely. But once you get into the preseason there, the roster is sorted out. Minicamp, things are wide open. And you can really start to see who made big strides during the offseason.
Right, and if some of the rookies can play at this level. But we'll talk about rookie camp a little bit. Zach, I want to start off with a look at the depth chart, which really isn't much of a depth chart at this point. What did Chip Kelly always call it?
It was written in sand.
And more of a seating chart.
Yes. He always says the depth chart's written in sand.
Sort of sounds like my job. Okay, so depth chart. Let's go. Let's look through how you would see it. We'll go through each position.
Sure.
And then we'll kind of discuss each one, maybe argue about it a little bit. All right.
Well, quarterback.
Who do you got starting at quarterback?
I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm saying Carson Wentz is going to be the starting quarterback.
I have to agree with you.
Man, we're always agreeing on this show. and then Nick Foles will be the backup quarterback. And the question at the quarterback position is going to be, do they keep two or three? What do you think they do?
Well, it depends if any of the undrafted guys they bring in or...
They're going to bring in Evans, Jared Evans from Virginia Tech, who's more of a developmental guy. I think if you keep him, he's a practice squad. No, he left early. He left Virginia Tech early.
Oh, right.
But he's...
you know that area better than
I think he'd be a practice squad guy if he's on the team. The question is Matt McGloin. I think he's more of a body for right now, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they need quarterbacks to throw. They don't want Carson Wentz thrown 1,000 times in camp. Same with Nick Foles. I would only keep two.
I would keep two because you need those numbers in some other areas, which we're about to get to.
Absolutely. If you have a young guy that you drafted, then you keep three. They did not do that. Running back.
Running back is the big question mark because they could add somebody. If I had to guess right now, judging by the guys who are here, I would say it's going to be Sproles, Wendell Smallwood, obviously Donnell Pumphrey, the fourth-round pick, and I'm going Corey Clement, the undrafted rookie, who they haven't announced their undrafted rookies yet, but they'll announce them later this week.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like him, thought that maybe he would have been drafted. Glassboro,
220 pounds. That's the thing that jumps out.
Well, I mean, if you look at the running backs the Eagles have, size is an issue. Yeah. I think on average they're like 5'9" or 5'8" and 190-something pounds.
You
just don't have a big running back. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, about some of the guys that could possibly add that are on the market or that are actually still free agents.
I mean, Smallwood's like 207 pounds, and he's their biggest back right now, not including Ryan Matthews. And we keep – we should say here
– Yeah, he's still on the team.
He's still on the team, but – when he's healthy, we're operating under the assumption they're going to move on from him.
It's not just an assumption. I mean, if you just talk to people that are kind of in the know, it seems to be a foregone conclusion that he will no longer be on this team. I mean, he had neck surgery right after the end of the season. He is not 100% healthy.
He's going to be 30 years old, $5 million cap number.
Yeah. You know, they can throw it out there as if they're going to keep him. Maybe they think they can trade him, possibly. I mean, right now he's, some sort of commodity. But That being said, yeah, they really don't have a number one starting quarter running back.
No. And Sproles played 45% of the snaps last year. He was their top running back, even if he wasn't their top ball carrier.
And he can do it, but you don't want him to. Yeah. That's not what you want from Darren Sproles. He can do it, but you don't want that out of him. I mean, I think right now, I guess Smallwood would be their first down running back, sort of, you know. And you'd have Sproles and Pumphrey compliment him. But we have to see how Pumphrey can do. I mean, we don't know. I mean, he is, talk about small. Yeah. He is the smallest running back the Eagles have had ever.
Since the combine numbers have been made available, so going back to like 2000, there have only been four running backs in the league at the combine who were 176 pounds or fewer. So it's a lot's made out of the size. The height's not a big deal. 5'8". There are a lot of running backs 5'8".
Right.
But the 176. Yeah, the 176 pounds, that jumps out at you.
Right. And you, when you see him and you watch film of it, you're like, wow. I mean, yeah, he really is slight. And I guess we saw him up close at the Senior Bowl. Let's move on to wide receiver.
So the top three, unless they move Jordan Matthews, is going to be Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, and Jordan Matthews. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, I think they keep six at the position this year.
Okay.
I think Nelson Aguilar will be here for one more year. It doesn't make financial sense to let him go. And then I think both rookies, Shelton Gibson and Matt Collins.
Fifth-round rookies aren't guaranteed roster spots.
They're now, not.
The buzz on Gibson is this was a little bit, I wouldn't say steal, you can't really say it at this point, but certainly a value pick.
Sure.
A guy that could have gone earlier, according to some analysts. We've got to get him in here, and I'm always interested to see the wide receivers most during OTAs. You can really see whether their speed, their speed on the field. Sure, they're not wearing full pads, but they're wearing shells, helmets.
Yep.
Whether that translates to the NFL game, whether they can run with these NFL cornerbacks, the vets. Now, they typically don't match up against the best guys, but they match up against NFL players. And he'll be a guy I'll be paying attention to, certainly Matt Collins, who is on the team. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. So six,
and on the game day roster, too.
Yeah, because the special teams abilities. But you got to go light. If you go six wide receivers, you got to go light somewhere else.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's way too early to talk about numbers.
It could be running back. I have one. It's not that funny of a joke to say about Matt Collins, but I was listening back to our podcast last week, and the Eagles better not bring in a Matt Collins, because Matt Collins and Matt Collins, you wouldn't know who we're talking about. It's because we were correcting ourselves with Collins and Hollins. It's Mac Hollins is the name. But it sounds a lot like Matt Collins when you say it. That's just a brief interview.
Okay, we didn't mention some guys though. There's
yes.
There's receivers on the bubble that
Dorial Green-Beckham
is probably out.
Yeah,
at this point, doesn't play special teams. I mean, he's your sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth guy. Former second round pick, probably first round talent. First round ability, has everything you'd want out of a receiver except motivation, drive.
And he didn't really produce last year. Although, if I was another team, I would try to trade for him. And I say
release him.
But this is my point, Jeff, is that I think part of the problem last year was that he got in so late. He didn't really know the offense. I think if you want to take a chance on the size, you get him now. You give up nothing, but you try to get him now to just get him into your system. Because if he's cut in August and the team bakes him up, I don't think he's going to be productive for that team. I just think there's so much of a learning curve.
I just wouldn't give up anything for Dorial Green-Beckham. I don't think he's going to ever make it in the NFL. Paul Turner, camp body.
Yeah. Paul Turner, Bryce Trax.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's got practice squad of eligibility.
Yeah.
Byron Marshall is still on the roster.
He's a hybrid running back receiver hybrid.
Yeah. They're giving him an opportunity there. Bryce Trax.
No.
The Bryce Trax moment in the sun in the Giants game. 58-yard catch.
He'll always have MetLife Stadium.
He'll always have that moment. They ran that. They practiced that play all week.
Yep.
It worked to perfection. And then he never heard from him again.
It was a big thing when he was getting into the
another guy that likes the nightlife in Philadelphia more than just going home and studying his playbook. Rashid Bailey. Back on the Eagles.
The people's champ, Rashid Bailey. Good story. We'll write about him at some point this summer.
Positive press for the Eagles, bringing back the local kid from Roxborough.
But not going to happen on the 53.
Okay. All right, let's move on to tight end, which is pretty self-explanatory, but let's run through it. Who's your starter?
Zach Ertz. And then Trey Burton and Brent Celek are the next two. I think this is going to look a lot like last year. We talked about it. I was surprised that they didn't add a tight end in the draft. The board did not fall the way they expected. There was a big run on tight ends there in the first four rounds. And so they're happy with those three, and you'll see the same trio as last year.
Right. You can see several starters coming out of that, a tight end coming out of this draft in the long run. A little bit like that 2013 draft that Ertz was a part of. Do you think Celek is now strictly like, I mean, yeah, he strictly was pretty much last year a run blocking guy, but he took a pay cut.
Yeah.
He's just here for moral support. I mean, he's the great locker room guy. There isn't anybody you want in your locker room as much as you want.
He's a tough dude.
Brent Celek. He's tough as nails.
He's a tough guy. But, I think Trey Burton is going to continue to play more and more. And I think Celek will
But he can't
be,
block. He can't really block.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Ertz has gotten better blocking. Yeah. He has.
I think Celek's your blocking tight end. I think that's what he is right now.
Right. Last year here?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. All right, offensive line, which is interesting. I mean, as it stacks now, what's your starting five?
So the starting five, I'm going with Lane Johnson and Jason Peters, obviously, as the bookends. I'm going with Jason Kelce as the starting center right now. Brandon Brooks is the right guard. And at left guard, I'm going with Isaac Seumalo.
Yeah, I agree there. Yeah, who knows if Kelsey's on the roster in September. But and we'll get to that in a little bit. Although I think in the right now it just seems, unless another injury happens or something unforeseen, he'll be the center. Peters left, Lane right, Brooks right guard. I mean, Isaac's competition is Alan Barber
and Stefan Wisniewski.
Wisniewski to me is better center than he is a guard. It's really Barber or Seumalo, whether they think he's ready or not. And to me, third round pick, you just throw him in there. That's it. They're not giving it to him. When we asked Doug about it, he was mentioning him, but he wasn't, you know, going out on a limb and saying that this is our guy. Although I would do that, you know, how would you approach that? Like, there's two theories there about telling a kid that he's got the job, even though he technically didn't have the job last year, or making him earn it.
I would have a competition there, but I wouldn't let it linger too long. You know, you want these veterans, guys like Barber and Wisniewski, to go in the camp thinking that they have a shot at the job. They did that with the Wisniewski last year. But ultimately, I think you need to go with what's best this year and what's best long term. And I think Isaac's going to satisfy both of those.
So who else makes the team?
Yeah, so the two backups on game day, I think, are going to be Barber and Wisniewski. And it makes sense because they're both versatile. Wisniewski can play guard and center. Barber can play tackle and guard. And then beyond them, that's where the question is. I'm going to put Chase Warmack onto my team if I had to guess right now. I just think he's a project they can continue. And then I think Big V and I think Dylan Gordon are the other guys. I think Matt Tobin is gone, and I think Josh Andrews is gone from last year as well.
So you don't think the Taylor Hart experiment is going to pan out?
No, I don't think the Taylor Hart experiment is going
to
pan out.
In case you guys didn't know that they're moving Taylor Hart from the defensive line to the offensive line.
And sorry, Hallie, I will not include Taylor Hart when I mention the starting experience on the offensive line. That joke. Do you remember that joke you had? Okay. Well, so that one went over.
I don't remember any of Hallie's jokes because they're not memorable.
Yeah, Hallie was talking about all the guys who started on the offensive line in the NFL, and he said, and we even have Taylor Hart. He started. He started on the defensive side. So
did he start a game?
Yes.
Can you name the game?
Chip Kelly's last year. He started. He started that year.
What game though? Jeez, I'm putting Zach Berman on the spot.
What game? You stumped me there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I was gonna say you better have the answer if you're gonna.
Well, no, Zach really knows all that information much more than I do.
I'm gonna tell you what game as
he's
talking.
He's got a child coming in about a month. And then he'll forget everything like I do.
But, you know, I don't think Taylor Hart makes the team.
Okay, yeah, okay. So Tobin gone, Josh Andrews gone. Daryl Green was on the practice squad. Dallas Thomas.
And it was the
Aaron Neary.
It was the Patriots game, by the way, that he started.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Game they won.
Yep.
And then what happens if Kelce gets traded?
Kelce gets traded, then I think Siamalu is your starting center in that case. Or maybe Wisniewski. Yeah.
And you leave Siamalu at left guard.
Yeah. But I think, and you've alluded to this in the past, the appeal, if you'll call it the appeal of trading Kelce, is that you can have Isaac and Carson as your combination for the foreseeable future.
Right, which is, I think, how they envision it, but we'll see how that pans out. All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Who are your two defensive ends, starting defensive ends?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be Vinny Curry and Brandon Graham going into the season. There's a school of thought that it's going to be Chris Long over Vinny Curry. I think Vinny Curry is going to get every chance in the world to be your starting defensive end.
Right, I think that school of thought takes into account that Vinny Curry just isn't very good.
which he's going to have.
I can't go there either. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's anywhere near the caliber player that got the contract that he received last year.
No, I think
which looks horrible. But contract at this point. But I mean, they went out and drafted Derek Barnett. They got Chris Long. I mean, you know, Vinny, if you can't win this job, or if you can't go out there and have a good year with so much on the line right now, because this is the last year essentially. Well, he's got a really ironclad contract. They're going to take a hit next year, too.
It's about a three-year deal. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty much a three-year deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than that, but you're paying him for 3 years.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think Curry's going to be – I think Curry will be the day one starter. Will he be there by the end of the season? Nah, I don't know about that.
Could be Derek Barnett by the end of the season.
It could be Derek Barnett by the end of the season. Yeah. Or it could be at some point they're like, all right, Chris Long, we want you in there. I mean, Chris Long isn't so great at this point either.
I think Chris Long and Derek Barnett are the other guys in that rotation. And then
right, I mean, it's going to be a four-man rotation.
Who's your fifth defensive end? I'm going Alex McAllister over Stephen Means.
Does it matter?
Over Stephen Means.
You're giving Marcus Smith no shot.
I don't think Marcus Smith makes the training camp. I think they cut him before training camp.
Really?
Yeah.
I know the GM won't admit that mistake.
You save some money though. That's
but the best time to do it is right before the season, because it kind of flies under the radar
a little bit. That's true.
He'll hang on to him until the you know, so I don't have to bring up again what a horrible draft pick that was.
I cannot see whenever it happens it flying under the radar just because of who he is.
Well, honestly, the funny thing is that it's just, I think there's just like, people are just exhausted by the topic now. No one really, at this point, it's just understood. It's not like Nelson, you know, where he plays a fair amount and you think maybe there's some ability there. I think people just understand that Marcus Smith just can't play at this level.
But he's already lasted longer than Danny Watkins. The 2013 roster cut, when it was a foregone conclusion that Watkins wasn't coming back.
Right. Yeah. Well, who's the head coach then?
Chip Kelly.
Right. Yeah. And Chip had say over what?
Over the 53.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Who is say over the 53 now?
I believe Howie Roseman.
Roseman.
Yes.
Does. Right.
Yes.
But I don't think, I agree with you. I don't think Marcus will make it. So, there's going to be a four-man rotation for the most part. Sometimes they play five. They did last year a few times, or at least dressed five. You like this Alan McAllister storyline. You think this kid, because last time we saw him at the end of the season, he put about 20 pounds on.
Yeah. I just think Stephen Means, you know what he is at this point. I think they have four guys there. That fifth guy, let him be a developmental player.
Mm-hmm.
And McAllister has traits he can develop. So that's why I'm going McAllister.
But Stephen means business.
Stephen does mean business. And Jim Schwartz is a Stephen Means guy. He liked him.
Yeah, McAllister, my problem with when I watched him in training camp a little bit was like he had like one, maybe two moves. The one move was like around the outside.
You're being a little generous.
Yeah, the one was like, use that speed around the outside. Exactly. It was funny. Guys like Jason Peters who just eat that stuff up.
Yeah, speed and length around the
outside. Actually, NFL left tackles. And then, because he just didn't have the strength. And he'd come in with like one arm, and it was just like he just gets slapped to the ground. So we'll see. I don't know. I think that's a little bit of a gamble on your part.
Okay. So you're going Stephen Means business.
I want to see Alex McAllister in OTAs and make a bet at the end of minicamp.
Okay.
Defensive tackle. I think we know one.
Is Bo going to start the season on PUP, or do you think he's on the 53?
I think PUP is probably a strong.
So so then he's out for a few weeks there, so he won't count against that 53. So Fletcher Cox, Tim Jernigan.
Will probably be your starting two.
Yep, and then I'll go Elijah Qualls and Destiny Vio.
What about Charles Walker?
Okay, the undrafted rookie they're going to sign. I mean, Yeah, I'm curious to see him.
I know he's not technically on the depth chart yet, but
yeah, I'm curious to see him. Had some talent at Oklahoma, left the team, but some other issues there, as you've written about, some stuff that that goes beyond football, is more serious, that he's getting sorted out.
Right. He sent a letter to 32 NFL teams saying that he quit the team because of he's been suffering from depression, is now on medication and getting that under control. At least that's what he told teams in this letter that I happened to gain access to. He'll be an interesting story to follow once he does officially sign. But, yeah, I mean, Cox and Journey are going to be here, too, until Bo Allen comes back. Mm-hmm. And maybe Bo Allen is part of that. Is probably part of that rotation, obviously.
Yeah. I guess when he's back,
Destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, did Destiny really do much to say that? Okay, that's his spot. I mean, if
he had as many sacks as Vinny Curry,
he did. That's a good point. Right,
Bears game. Starting defensive end,
and he forced a fumble that game.
Yeah, he
probably
did.
As many as Vinny Curry.
Blindsided Fox commentator Jay Cutler. Yes, actually, I don't even know if Cutler was in there at that point. It might have been the play Cutler got hurt, but
they love Qualls. They love all the draft picks, but it seems like Qualls is a guy that they had.
He's a good athlete at that position.
Yeah.
I wrote about Qualls this week, and I referenced it. Every defensive tackle who comes from, you know, a three technique can't just say going to Jim Schwartz's defense is going to kind of unleash this pass rushing ability, because
it's a great narrative.
Yeah, it's a good thing to say. Jernigan said it, Qualls said it, but Fletcher Cox also said it a year ago, and the sack production went down. So there's, you can get to the quarterback from the three technique, but
you have to be really good, really explosive, and you got to be able to kind of. I mean, there's still someone there to block you.
Yeah, but that said, Qualls can play.
Yeah,
Qualls can play, so I'm looking forward to watching him.
Okay, who's your strong side linebacker?
Well, it's going to be Nigel Bradham.
Who's your middle linebacker?
Jordan Hicks.
And your weak side? Ooh,
that's
right now.
A good question. I mean, Michael Kendricks, if he's on the team, is he going to be on the team though?
That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
You're going to pay this guy again, who doesn't want to be here. He's going to have to play like 20% of the snaps. He did start to play special teams and did a nice job there, so maybe you can justify it that way. I still don't.
But they have no one else.
He's going to be on the team in September.
True. I mean, who else is
Well, Joe Walker is now healthy, or at least he's back.
He's a middle, though.
Najee Good.
Yeah.
They drafted Nathan Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Kamu.
Kamu Grugier-Hill.
Don't forget about Don Cherry.
Yeah. Backup linebackers. We're going on to 3 years now where this has been an issue with this team.
Yeah.
At some point, you need some depth at that position.
Well, Hicks and Bradham played all 16 games, so it never really became an issue last year.
Exactly.
They like Walker a lot, so he's your backup middle linebacker, but you need some outside guys. And Najee can do it. They always, entrust him with playing actually all three spots if need be.
I'll say Joe Douglas, who it's always good hearing him kind of evaluate players more than kind of the big picture strategic stuff.
Yeah.
And when he was talking about Nate Gary, he thought that Gary could really make this conversion, and is not just kind of an in-the-box guy, but has coverage ability, which is really important in the Jim Schwartz defensive scheme, and that's kind of what was hurting Kendricks. So,
right, I mean, yeah, they don't blitz much, and Kendricks loves to blitz.
And the reality is they're not in the base defense that often either.
All right, cornerback.
this is ugly. Cover your ears.
Yeah, seriously, run for the hills.
I am starting Jalen Mills and third-round pick Rasul Douglas.
Over Patrick Robinson.
Yeah, which means they don't have a lot of speed at the cornerback position.
Or experience.
But it's helpful to be fast when you play cornerback.
I think Robinson's going to end up being the starter just because based on experience alone. I mean, when he's been healthy, he's been serviceable. Not good.
We said the same thing about Leos McKelvin last year.
Yeah, well, that's what they're going to have to deal with. I mean, look, anybody who steps into that position more than likely, especially in this defense, is not going to look good for most of the season unless you're a great player. And they don't have great cornerbacks right now.
I'd put Douglas in there. I would take your lumps and develop him. The thing about Douglas is he's an outside guy. Patrick Robinson and Ron
you
Brooks.
You can destroy kids' confidence that.
But your two veterans can both play the slot, Robinson and Brooks. And I think one of those guys.
Ron Brooks could be the starting outside.
Yeah.
Are you sold on Jalen Mills? This whole kind of theory out there that the 1 year experience will really help him. He's got the confidence, the swagger.
He does have the swag.
The finger. But you, the finger wagon.
You need to be able to play as well. And Mills, the thing about Mills is last summer, I was in, and you were on him real early. I was impressed with how he was. I didn't think he was going to be there. Their starting cornerback, though, and that's the role that they're putting him in here. He's got some traits that they can develop, but I mean, time will tell. I think it's a tall task to put him up against the top receivers in this division.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical about Mills' long-term ability, but
I always thought he.
I think he's not bad. I mean, I think he's a guy that you can hang around, but I don't think he's ideally who you want to be.
I liked him in the slot. I think he's probably
better slot.
But that's not how they're using him. So
no, I mean, Sidney Jones and Russell Douglas, you hope will be your starting cornerbacks starting next year for like the next 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, and who knows how many years. Does that always happen? No. Dwayne Gratz, they signed late last year, has some NFL experience.
Yeah, I like Gratz more than most. You know, he started with the Jaguars, not a great player, but he was in there. They tried moving him to the slot, and during training camp last year, Jacksonville, that experiment, excuse me, did not go very well. But I think he'll be in competition to start on the outside.
C.J. Smith was on the roster late last year, and Aaron Grimes.
Yeah.
Just bodies at this point. I think C.J.'s got a little bit to him. Maybe he slides into that if they want to keep a sixth cornerback. They won't. Maybe the fifth cornerback. Maybe.
Yeah, I think those guys are competing for the fifth corner. The question is this. I'm curious what you think, because we discussed them, but we didn't kind of give concrete answers. Do you think both Ron Brooks and Pat Robinson are on the team this year?
Yeah, so it would be Brooks, Robinson, Mills, Douglas, and then either Gratz, CJ Smith.
I'm going Gratz, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because what will Jones be? Jones will be Pup, right?
Jones will start on Pup, and then if he's not back, you put him on IR.
And he'll be on IR.
Yeah, but he won't count against the 53.
What do you think? Do you think he'll be end up being on IR the entire season?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think he's going to come back.
Yeah. Like, what's the point? At some point, like, what's the then bringing him back? I think he'll be in IR all year. Yeah. So yeah, I think Ron Brooks and Patrick Robinson will be on the roster.
Vets.
Yeah,
okay.
I do. Well, I mean, they need experience. They need guys who have gone out there and actually done it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them add somebody. I mean, I think it'd almost be in guaranteeing. I'm not even talking trade. I'm talking like roster cutdowns. You'll see them add somebody.
Sure.
Safety. We know who the two starters are: Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod. Right? You agree with that, Zach?
I do.
You do.
I do.
Okay. I'm joking.
I do. And then Jalen Watkins.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Watkins was like your third safety because they had Malcolm play a lot of times in the slot, and he played like whatever, ended up playing 40-something% of the snap. So, do you still like Watkins as your third guy? I mean, they really, you know, they didn't do much at safety this offseason.
I think Terrence Brooks could get a bigger role this year.
Yeah.
So, Brooks.
Like game interception against the Giants?
Yeah. So, but I think Watkins and Brooks are going to compete for that third job.
Yeah. And Watkins improved. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's not great by any stretch of imagination. His tackling has improved. He got caught a few times making the wrong read on plays down the field. I recall that Ravens game right before the half. Chris Maragos is on the team. He'll be special teams and obviously a reserve in case they need safety. And then we have special teams, and it's going to be the same. Caleb Sturgis, Donnie Jones, and John Dornbos all back for another season. All right, that's our depth chart. A few more things, I guess, before we go here. I know we're running out of time. John, are we already 30 minutes? Wow,
not so much that we're at 30 minutes, but I believe Zach has a...
It's an online
chat. Oh, Zach's got the online chat. Okay, we're going to wrap it up then. I wanted to talk a little about some of these possible trades and some running backs the Eagles can possibly look at. But you know what? We can do that for next week. Real quick, we talked about rookie camp. The Eagles, all the rookies report
Thursday
Friday.
Night. Yeah, it starts Friday. It
starts Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. 3-day mini camp. We will be there Friday. We get to watch them basically warm up.
Yes, until the end of individual.
That's it, but we will not be able to see them practice. So don't come asking us on Twitter.
But the guy I'm looking forward to seeing
but we will talk
this
to
weekend,
them.
The guy I'm looking forward to seeing this weekend is a guy who's not practicing, and that's Sidney Jones. He will make his visit to Philadelphia.
Correct, as will all the undrafted rookies that will be officially announced before then, including some tryouts. And we'll get you up to date on all that because we're talking to all those guys on Friday. And we'll see them on the field a little bit, so we'll get a little bit of an idea of how they run, what they look like in shells and helmets. So that's it here for the Bird's Eye View podcast. I'm Jeff McClain, that's Zach Berman, and we will talk to you next week.